Republicans rip possibility of gag order on Trump would be unconstitutional. By Ashley Oliver on April 4, 2023. Two Republican chairmen responded on Tuesday to speculation that the Manhattan judge conducting former President Donald Trump's arraignment could issue a gag order on the case, saying the move would be unconstitutional. Reps. Jim Jordan, R.O., and James Comer, R.K. White, heads of the Judiciary and Oversight Committees, respectively, said they were deeply concerned by reports that Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg would seek the order against Trump to put any restrictions on the ability of President Trump to discuss his mistreatment at the hands of this politically motivated prosecutor would only further demonstrate the weaponization of the New York justice system, the chairman said. Trump, who is running for president again in 2024, is set to surrender himself in Manhattan Tuesday afternoon after a grand jury voted to indict him last week. The charges against the former president remain unclear but may include about 30 counts of business fraud in connection with a hush money scheme involving Stormy Daniels, NBC News reported. Jordan and Comer added, to even contemplate stifling the speech of the former commander-in-chief and current candidate for president is at odds with everything America stands for. Judge Juan Merchan, who Trump has said hates him, would make the decision to issue the gag order, which would prevent Trump from discussing the case publicly. Violating a gag order can carry a punishment of a fine or even jail time. Trump wrote of Merchan. The judge assigned to my witch hunt case, a case that has never been charged before, hates me. His name is Juan Manuel Merchan, sick, was handpicked by Bragg and the prosecutors, and is the same person who railroaded my 75-year-old former CFO, Alan Weisselberg, to take a plea deal, plead guilty, even if you are not, 90 days, fight us in court, 10 years, life, in jail. He strong-armed Alan, which a judge is not allowed to do, and treated my companies, which didn't plead, viciously. Appealing. Regardless of whether Merchan issues the order, Trump, the first former president to be indicted, is scheduled to speak after the historic day at his Mar-a-Lago residence in Palm Beach, Florida, Tuesday night. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.